Zondervan presents Begin Again, Believe Again, Embracing the Courage to Love with Abandon by Sharon A. Hirsch. Read by Laurel Merlington. Introduction. Begin Again. I, fight and you may die, run and you'll live, at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this to that for one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom? William Wallace, Braveheart. God has created each one of us, every human being, for greater things, to love and to be loved. But why did God make some of us men and others women? Because a woman's love is one image of the love of God, and a man's love is another image of God's love. That special power of loving that belongs to a woman is seen most clearly when she gives herself to others. No job, no plans, no possessions, no idea of freedom can take the place of love. So anything that destroys the capacity to love destroys his most precious gift to women, the ability to love as a woman. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. What is the first thing you thought about this morning? Prayed about last night? Worried over throughout the day? I imagine if we could have a face-to-face conversation about what you think about, dream for, persistently pray about, risk for over and over again, discuss with your friends, are willing to look like a fool for, and continually hope for more in, we would see your heart for relationships. Our longing for relationships is at the very core of our design as women. We experience the truth that Mother Teresa expressed. No job, plans, or possessions can take the place of loving and being loved. Deep within every woman's heart is a longing for relationships. But we want more than ordinary relationships. We long for the extraordinary. We may not immediately see the similarity between our longing for relationships and the story of the famous warrior with a brave heart, William of Wallace. Yet I have come to understand that women hear freedom in the declaration that they were made for relationships. Over the past 10 years, I have heard stories of women willing to fight for, risk for, be fools for, and even die to themselves for the sake of relationships. They might not wear war paint or ride off on battle horses, but I know countless brave hearts who have fought for their marriages, children, friendships, and ministries. Allow me to introduce you to one of my favorites. Her name is Annie. When I first met Annie, she was my student in graduate school, studying to be a counselor. During a lunch break, she confessed to me that she was in a tumultuous relationship, characterized by many destructive, addictive patterns. She wanted out, but she was afraid of being alone. Annie wrestled with her growing understanding that she was designed with a heart for relationships, but that she had distorted her design by choosing a relationship that was draining life from her. Eventually, Annie accepted the invitation to trust God with her future and her loneliness, and she broke off this violent and destructive relationship. 2 weeks later, she learned that she was pregnant. Annie returned briefly to her home church, where she bravely confessed her failures to her family and to the congregation, which had helped pay her graduate school tuition. Annie's mother moved to Annie's town for the final trimester of Annie's pregnancy to support her in every way possible. As Annie's mother joined the routine of Annie's life, she noticed the practical and kind attentiveness of Annie's friend Matt. Matt was the first person Annie called with the terrible and wonderful news that she was pregnant. He immediately came over and stayed with Annie as she wept, howled, really, unable to get up off the floor. Matt helped Annie get a restraining order against her violent boyfriend. He bought groceries when Annie's refrigerator was almost empty. Annie was so busy dealing with the hard realities of her choices and the scary decisions about her future that she didn't notice God had brought a kinsman redeemer into her life. But Annie's brave heart mother noticed, and she gently began to nudge Annie to see the significant role that Matt was playing in her life. Matt won Annie's heart, bought back her dignity, avenged her shame, delivered her from being a single mother, redeemed her careless and foolish choices, and rescued her and her baby boy Joey, when he married her and adopted Joey as his own. I saw Annie and her little family not long ago, and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?